Czech humanitarian organization People in Need has been stripped of its accreditation to work in the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, an area of eastern Ukraine presently under the control of Kremlin-backed pro-Russian separatists. People in Need, or Człowiek w Tisni, has been working in the war-torn area since 2014, distributing tons of food as well as assisting with health, hygiene and other matters related to day-to-day survival. No reason has been given for the accreditation withdrawal, says the NGO. Szymon Panek is the director of People in Need. Dominik Jun began by asking him if he had any indication of why the accreditation had been cancelled.
We didn't get any official explanation. The cancelling letter is very short. It's just 5-6 sentences. Close it and leave. There are some things on the web pages saying that we don't have a good relation to the population or whatever, but until we will get any official things, it's difficult to react to that. But that's not that important for us. For us, it's important if we will have a chance to negotiate somehow, because we care about the people there. And otherwise, you know, if you work in the conflicts on the both sides, it's not that surprising that you may face some problems.
How exactly does your organization negotiate its presence in eastern Ukraine? Do you negotiate with the separatists? Do you negotiate with the Ukrainian government?
Well, we are working in eastern Ukraine since late summer 2014, so it's more than 2 years. Our mission in Ukraine is responsible for maintaining relations with all possible authorities, both in Kiev, in the regions in eastern Ukraine, and both on the others, on the both sides. And they continuously negotiate with different authorities the humanitarian access. That's the normal part of the job in the conflict zones, of course.
And I understand that this isn't the first time you've experienced difficulties dealing with the local separatists and gaining access to eastern Ukraine.
Yes, particularly complicated is access to the non-governmental control areas, because they introduced a system of accreditation a year and something ago. At that time, all NGOs had to stop the work, and only very few NGOs were granted accreditation to continue after the summer 2015. We were one of them.
So you've been working in the Donetsk area and the Luhansk area, which are both under the control of pro-Russian separatists. So what exactly is your work in these areas, and are you able to continue still in Luhansk?
The humanitarian imperative says clearly that aid should follow needs and vulnerable people, beneficiaries, not who is controlling neither militarily nor politically territory. So we are working all the time on the both sides. It's mainly basic humanitarian assistance, so food, hygienic items, limited self-driven rehabilitation of the houses or flats on the both sides. Again, means windows, doors, some bricks, cement to fix it somehow if your house is shelled. You need to somehow survive the winter.